Live from the Fox Studios on Clarendon Street with Melbourne's own.
Here we go. Okay, and when I got up this morning, I thought that because it was 27, I didn't bring in a jacket or a coat. First time I haven't done that all year.
Yeah,
and then it coincides with being free and the restrictions have been lifted and we can leave the house. There's no curfew. Leon Shergren, our executive producers, had a beer at 4 a.m. at a pub this morning.
I rode the bike through the CBD on the way here this morning. There were people stumbling around. That it had a bloody
was
great
it?
Night. Yeah.
That's awesome. Long day.
We've got some audio. This was, so 11:59 it all ended last night. The last lockdown ever. The Premier is quite confidently said. Let's have a listen to some of the sounds around Melbourne.
There's good something on. About yelling freedom off your balcony, which means it hasn't truly sunk in.
Yeah.
You can go do stuff, mate. You're free.
No.
You're yelling freedom in your house. Doesn't add up.
No. And I slept through that. I was fast asleep when freedom
asleep
hit at 11:59. But it is, look, and we've said this and we'll be doing it a bit later in the show. Stand by because we are going to pay for whatever freedoms you want. Whatever you want to do, we're going to give you money and it's on us, whether that is you just want to take the family out for dinner or you want to go and get a full makeover. We're going to pay for it. And something else to celebrate. Now, we work with a wonderful team here. DJ Shergs, Leon, who has been drinking since 4, responsibly. Yeah. He only had one.
Hang on, I've had a beer.
I reckon he had more than one.
Where did you go?
Spleen Bar on Bourke Street.
Yeah.
There's no way people like us, Leon, go to a bar and have one beer.
Just wait till the weekend, mate. I'm saving myself. It's a long weekend ahead of me.
You are a bit flushed. But anyway,
there's something
Leon
about having to stand up for yourself. No, I only had one beer before.
Yeah, no, you didn't, mate.
Excuse me.
Leon, our wonderful audio producer, James Costa, who is the best in the business, and Marcel, our online social wizard genius, have gotten together. And produced a song, and it's a music video too. You can see it on all our socials. This Melbourne is dedicated to you.
I am very pleased to be able to announce that from 11:59 p.m. this Thursday, the lockdown lifts. We'll get our freedoms back.
I've lost count of how long it's been since I've caught a tram to the MCG. I want the pubs to all open up so I can have a beer at the workers' club. From Bayswater or to Werribee, head to Williamstown on a ferry. From the city up to Diamond Creek, shop at Chadston, meet you at Flinders Street. So long.
It's been way too long.
Too way.
Get on the beam!
Yeah. This is an amazing achievement.
Today is the day that's freedom. Queen Vic Market at night. Lying on street for a bite. Ivanhoe Christmas light. That's freedom. Photos at Sovereign Hill. Sanctuary in Hillsville. Wineries in Red Hill. Melbourne, you are free.
Fifi, Fev and Nick.
After the show yesterday, Fee, you hung around and you were waiting for an appearance on the morning show.
Yes.
With Larry.
Larry. And Kylie wasn't in, so it was Sally.
Larry and Sally.
Yes.
And you were there to promote your kids' book.
Yes.
You can get now.
Minty May Gray and the Strangely Good Day. Thank you, Nick. Get it now for Christmas because we know that deliveries are taking their time. So get in early, all good bookstores.
Or you just be Leroy and just scab one off you.
Well, Leroy, who's been in a wonderful job on the show. I just dedicated, I just wrote a little message to his niece, Bonnie. And he scored himself. A book
and took some cash off him as well.
Yeah.
Nice work.
I didn't.
Took $12.
No, yeah. I didn't.
Hand out coins. He's going through the Astro in the car. Minty May Gray and the Strangely Good Day, Ripper Kids book. But you were there promoting it yesterday on the morning show. And Larry asked you this:
what are you going to do next? Like, because now that you're an author, a kids author, maybe you could be an adults author because the title is 50 Shades of Minty May Gray. Like, it's so easy. What are you going to do next?
Larry, you're right. That's a big leap, isn't it? I mean, I'd love to give an adult fiction a crack.
Wow.
He threw you there, didn't he?
Of course he did. That put me on the spot. Well, do you know where he was going with 50 Shades of Grey?
I know, it's a very odd question. Promoting a kid's book.
It was my mental gymnastics for my mind to go from kid's book to saucy adult fiction.
Because we joked around the other week about Minty May Gray and the Mad Monday, which can be the one when Fev joins in for the next book.
Well, that would have been, I gave Boxy a challenge, Nick, again. Last time I was on the project, gave her a challenge to say a word, and I thought she could redeem herself, and I gave her a challenge to say the loosh. Easy to get in. And as soon as he said 50 Shades of Macy Gray, he said, I could have left that up to the loosh, who obviously I work with. Would have been a great opportunity to get that in there. But no, she let me down again.
I don't know.
That's zero from two.
You say let you down. Every time you set me a challenge to say something on live television, I consistently say to you, no, I do not accept the challenge. And you still get disappointed when I don't.
But that's not fun, because you used to set me challenges when I was on the footy show. And I used to do it. And then that show got the lemonade and sauce.
Yeah, and we were really trying. But we were trying to help the ratings by making people tune in to see you say these ridiculous
words.
And
I did say them.
Was that fee all those years ago, Fev? Going, Fev, I need you to say pressure point.
Fifi, Fev and Nick. We feel like through lockdown, just trying to entertain ourselves constantly. What's new on the telly? What can we stay in and watch? Well, from today, a fantastic new Australian-made series. It's called Spreadsheet. It's streaming exclusively on Paramount Plus. And if you are an adult, a mature adult, not a kid, and you are trying to find love in the world of dating apps, etc., I think you're going to love this.
Finding it hard to meet someone nice.
I don't want to meet someone nice.
I suppose the options are limited out there, you know, by our age.
Tonight it is Hayden 33, ex-rugby player, bar my go.
Hot, not needy, and no strings. It ticks all the boxes.
Was he worth a repeat?
Maybe. Maybe tap.
I will add one.
There was something I wanted to tell you. I'm seeing someone. And I take it you're seeing lots of stuff.
Another time. What are you free?
Well, I'll just take my spread.
Starring the fabulous English actress, Catherine Parkinson. She's wonderful, but no, Parko. We don't want to speak to her. We want to speak to one of the other stars, because he's our very good mate, Stephen Curry. Cuzza, welcome back to the show.
Legends. How are you going?
Oh, good, so bro. Good just to hear your voice.
Mate, it's just, you know what? It's good to hear your voice and good to hear Mr. Vane. I mean, who knew? Who knew I was going to start today listening to Mr. Vane?
Did that take you back, Cuzza? Because I'm going to, I'm going to go back to when I was going to nightclubs and hearing that, like Silvers and Tok H and Carousel.
Yeah.
You and your brothers,
Kittens.
I was watching you guys, Ned's Vindaloo.
Yeah.
The same era, I was watching you on stage.
Mr. Vane, we're going, are we talking 93, Mr. Vane, I think?
Yeah.
I think around about the Ace of Base time, it really did bring me back.
I'll check my smash hit CDs. I'll get
back to you. I think I had a cassette of the 93 cassette. It was beautiful. Yeah.
Oh, now, cuz, let's talk about this. This
let's
is
do.
Fantastic. I it's love fun. It so much. I'm two weps in. And you're.
Yeah, and I've finally arrived.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I should say, spoiler alert, I'm not even in the first episode. So it gets, just fast forward through that, and it gets better after episode two.
It certainly does. Yeah. And Lauren, she's the lead, and played by the... Oh, see, I love Catherine Parkinson.
Catherine Parkinson is one of my absolute heroes. She's so good. And how about this? You know, they say don't meet your heroes.
Yeah.
Meet Catherine Parkinson. She is a champion person. Like,
she's
the best.
See, people might know her from... See, I loved her in Doc Martin when she was a young receptionist for Martin Clunes.
Yep, the IT crowd.
Wow. Yes.
She's been in so many things. She's just a lovely, lovely human.
Now, it's about... Now, she plays a divorced mother, so she's a single mum, back on the dating scene.
Yep.
And it is a lot about dating apps. And one thing that I know about you, because the whole time I've known you, which is a couple of decades now, you've been with your beautiful wife, Nads.
I have, yes.
So you...
Wouldn't it be awkward if I told you we've just split up?
Oh, man, that would be the best. Good headline.
It's happened before. That happened last year. It was a very awkward chat with Nazeem Hussain. Anyway,
That was...
Oh, it was terrible.
Yeah, that was awful.
Take me back to that.
Naz is married again, though.
Are you kidding?
Yeah, turn around.
Oh, fuck.
What? He got through his spreadsheet, I think.
Anyway, back to you, because, see, you've never lived through dating apps.
No,
Tinder.
I haven't, mate.
How do you reckon you'd go?
I'd be terrible. I met Nazzy, 21 years ago. There was no social media. There were no dating apps. I would be lost. I mean, I was no good at picking up anyway. Picking up? Do they even call picking up anymore? I don't know. Sorry, that sounds like
an old
man talking.
Get one. Pick
get
up.
One. Get one. Seth.
Come on, bro. Back in the day. Beautiful.
Get one. I've never managed to get one, unfortunately. And so I think, I don't know what I'd do. Do you swipe? Which way do you swipe? Right?
Right or left? Just depends on your taste.
I met a dude a couple of years ago who had a little app on his phone that would automatically swipe right for him. So it would just swipe. It seems so kind of predatory, doesn't it, really? It does. And you basically just go, he goes, it's a numbers game, mate, and you should see how many people swipe right back. It's like, what are you talking about? You're letting your phone decide who you're going to date. This has gone bonkers.
Now, cuz, you play an ex-NRL player, is that right? Matt?
I wish it was, no. No, there is an ex-NRL player, and my brother Bernie actually plays a...
Oh, he plays it. But you're recently divorced as well on this.
I'm recently divorced. I play a paramedic.
And you go on a path of self-discovery. So when I played footy and got divorced and finished footy, I went on a path of self-destruction. But what was your hobby?
You slapped my very good friend Dave Lawson in the face at the Brownlow. That was quite a night.
Yeah, mate, I can't really remember too much about that. It wasn't anything I was slapping that night. I was off.
What was the question? What's my weirdest hobby?
No, what are your hobbies? You go on a path of self-discovery and you're trying to find things to do. So what's a weird hobby
so
you
Matt,
got?
Matt goes into, he wants to make kefir, he wants to do macrame. I think he's in series two, he'll probably head into decoupage. but he's kind of like, he wants a relationship, you see, and Lauren wants anything but. So he wants to kind of do decoupage together and spoon, and she's just not into the spoon. She doesn't want to be spooning.
What about, you just mentioned it, because your brother Bernie is in it too. How do you two go when you're on set together?
It's kind of ridiculous. Well, you know, when we were in The King together, I had to hit on him. That was weird. Once you've done that on screen, you can pretty much do anything. In this show, spoiler alert, she roots him in a car and then goes upstairs and roots me. There you go. It's really something. Dad's going to be really
Nev.
Yeah. Can't wait to tune in.
My dad, how about this? He's losing his marbles a little bit, I think, because we were sitting at a family dinner and he goes, this is when you're back when you could have family dinners. Yeah. And he goes, apropos of nothing, right? Nothing, nothing at all. He just said, I don't like monkeys. If I had my way, I'd shoot a lot of them. So I don't know. I don't know if he's the best person to talk to about these things, but he's going to love me and Bernie.
He wasn't in the queue for zoo tickets when they opened up yesterday, were they? I'd be a bit worried. Don't let him in.
He's not allowed in there anymore. No way.
Oh, cuz, we love anything you do. And just seeing you back on our screens. Don't miss Spreadsheet. It's out today. Paramount Plus, a fantastic series.
Yep.
And we can't wait till we can actually open the studios and get you back in here again.
Mate, I can't wait to be in there. Bring it on. As soon as it's open, have me in. I want to chat to you.
Yes.
I want to see you.
That interview had a bit of Brownlow's about it, Boxy.
Yes, it did.
Fifi, Feather, Nick. Now, I don't want to bring the vibe down in here because we are getting out of lockdown, 11:59 p.m. Thursday night, but there's always something thrown in at the last minute. And a little bit of news this morning, breaking news, that is going to upset one of our team members a lot. I don't think it's going to be you, Fev. But
no, I know what it is, and definitely not me.
Fee, a member of your favourite band is leaving.
I open up my music box and what do I see?
Emma.
Yellow Wiggle, Emma Watkins quits the group, The Wiggles. She's out.
No.
Yeah.
Yes.
No.
Yeah.
What do you mean? She's out. What do you mean she's out?
She said she wants to spend more time at home. She's focusing on her study.
She wants to live. She can study on the side.
I don't know if you can.
You can't get out of The Wiggles.
What do you mean?
Because you just
can't. It's not a gang. It's not blood in, blood out.
Mate, Jeff left. Heaps of people have left.
Hang on. I'm just recalibrating because I don't. This isn't on the news. I read the news this morning. This is fake. Ha ha ha. Really?
No.
What
does that go, Boxy, with like kids? Because they do change. Like, obviously, the Wiggles have changed a lot over the last, you know, decade. How do you explain that to Daisy?
I don't, because she's not leaving.
She's leaving.
She's not
leaving. After 11 years, 9 of them as the yellow Wiggles, she's out.
She can't go. So the Wiggles without Emma. You've got
to
have Emma.
Well, it's happened before.
I know, but that was a whole cast shake-up other than Anthony. And we need Emma. I mean, I'm not kidding. Yesterday I watched Emma, E-M-M-A, Emma, all day. We watched that many episodes of Emma. What happens? Her show's gone now too?
No, they're still there.
You're not having the Wiggles without Emma. Who could?
Do you throw your toys out?
I was messaging her on the weekend. I'm not kidding. Where's my phone? I was DMing Emma. She never mentioned this to me.
That's a bit creepy.
Well, we...
sliding into the Wiggles.
Like
maybe that's
family.
It. Maybe that's what pushed
maybe
her over.
Maybe that's
the
why
edge.
She quit.
They're my family, the Wiggles. I live with the Wiggles. The Wiggles are in my house 24/7. Daisy's obsessed. I'm so confused. What's she focusing on? Is this
study.
A done deal? Is this a done deal?
Yeah, done.
Change her. Bring her up. Talk her out.
Now that I know that, Fev, I think Fee's done it. I think she just sat at home on Sunday night and thought, geez, adults are messaging me about the Wiggles. This is yuck. I've got to go.
This is the conversation I had with her on Saturday.
What did she write back? Is that her on the right? The one message to your 7?
Yeah, I did write a lot of it. She wrote me one message. I wrote lots back. Because I uploaded a photo of Trixie with Emma and she said, oh, that's so cute. And then...
You sent another 3.
Yeah, then I just said, oh, Emma.
I love you.
I got really nervous.
I love you. Please never leave.
Emma, you're the best. And then she said, she looks so gorgeous in the photos. Hope you are well. 2 yellow love hearts. Well, no, I'm not well, Emma. I didn't know. No. Of course I'm not well. You knew this was coming.
Right
and you didn't
back
tell
now,
me.
Why didn't you tell me? Angry face.
I just... Hang on. Oh, is there more to this announcement? What are they doing without Emma?
They're replacing it with one of the new Wiggles.
No.
Yeah.
I don't like change. And you get your Emma's so important. I watch her and Lockie and I go, well, what could have been there? That's gone.
Oh,
like, it's all too depressing.
Is it another member of that band, Nick, that's replacing her? What the boys?
The new Wiggles. What? The Fruit Salad Band.
There's so much on Emma.
I know, but it'll be right.
No, but think about it, Nick. I mean...
I have, and I've moved on.
What about that song? Who's got the glasses? We've got the glasses. Who's got the glasses on? That's Emma. Emma's got the glasses on. Without glasses, there's no glasses in the band.
Good.
There's no E-M-M-A Emma.
Yeah.
What about a beautiful day? You don't have beautiful days without Emma Wiggle. This is a bad day, guys.
But it opens up new songs. No glasses. They can sing about 2020 vision.
We haven't even... I want to go to see the Wiggles live. Does that mean Emma's not doing any more live concerts?
I don't know.
Is that it done?
I think she's just out.
This show's done for me now. I'm done.
11 years, you said. 9 years as Emma. What colour was she before that?
She wasn't. It was Murray. No, it was Greg. Greg was the yellow Wiggle. Murray was the red.
See, and you moved on from that.
Do you know how many? Do you know how many Emma dolls I've got in the house?
I know, I've seen them.
Hold on, they're going to be worth heaps. Big cash business for free.
eBay.
You're laughing. I don't want to talk anymore. This has flattened me. I was up and about.
Now you know how
ending.
I feel. At 6:20.
Now I just feel sick.
Nick's wrecked the whole show this today.
Why did you tell me?
Good news. They need a new red-headed Wiggle. I'm putting my hand up.
Morning, I'm James Lake and this is the Fifi, Fev and Nick Bulletin. Well, after 262 days, we are free as Melbourne's lockdown came to an end last night, with many Victorians celebrating their freedom in different ways.
I just walked the streets and I felt that feeling of, like, I just wanted to hug trees. I wanted to just, like, run on fences. I felt like, you know, Maria in The Sound of Music. I just wanted to run through the streets.
As pubs reopened in Melbourne, the Prime Minister, Scott Morrison, joined the show to celebrate the milestone.
It's time for ScoMo. It's time for ScoMo. ScoMo.
Good morning. You did it, Melbourne. 70.51% is the vaccination rate.
There's a lot of pubs going to be open in Melbourne, which is great. Trading will be back. What would be your order, Scott, for the first pub meal?
Well, it'd have to be a VB.
That's the meal.
And a palmy.
And a palmy, bang. Yeah,
but I think there's a few haircuts that got to be had down there in Victoria. there's been a few home cuts that I think you probably need some tidying up.
Motivational speaker circuit will be booming once we're out of lockdown, with broadcaster Fifi Box investigating a career change in that direction.
I've been watching a bit of Instagram lately and I thought, how do I get more interaction and get some more followers? So I thought to myself,
I will sabotage myself, post a picture of me with Harry high pants, top off, looking fat. I might get a little bit of love and people
Bailey
tag
Smith.
People. Yeah, I lost 500 followers in a day.
Don't question yourself, Feb. You just play on. You be you. Do you, boo.
Oh, what? Oh, pardon?
You just call me boo?
Oh, wow. I've never seen someone cover their face like what just came out of my mouth. Do
okay,
you boo?
I boo you too.
Jamie Lee Curtis is doing the rounds promoting her new film, Halloween Kills, but there's a buzzword she's using that's got everyone questioning if they're pronouncing it correctly.
It's a movie about trauma.
It's a movie about trauma.
And the movie is about trauma. The 2018 movie obviously was a movie about trauma.
Trauma? Is she saying trauma?
No, she's saying trauma.
She's not saying trauma, and I don't think she's trauma. Even... See, I think an American would say trauma.
She's dropping the R.
And she's popped in an L, I'm sure.
Yeah. Trauma.
Trauma. Well, I was thinking, has a publicist briefed her and she mistook the word and she thought they said trauma?
She missed what?
Mistook the word? Mistook?
Mistook?
Mistook. Yeah. As in the past tense, of mistake.
Is it mistook?
Mistook.
Bring the appointments forward so we can get vaccinated and let out tomorrow, maybe. We've got to get out.
Heartbreaking news for kids all over the world this week as the Yellow Wiggle Emma announced she'd be leaving the popular children's group.
A little bit of breaking news that is going to upset one of our team members a lot. Fee, a member of your favourite band, Yellow Wiggle Emma Watkins, quits the group.
No!
Yeah, she's focusing on her study.
She can study on the side?
I don't know if you can.
What do you mean she's out? You can't get out of the Wiggles.
What do you mean?
Because you just
it's
can't.
Not a gang.
Do you know how many Emma dolls I've got in the house?
I know, I've seen them.
Hold on, they're going to be worth heaps.
You're laughing, I don't want to talk anymore. This has flattened me. Now I just feel sick.
Nick's wrecked the whole show this today.
Why did you tell me?
Good news, they need a new red-headed Wiggle. I'm putting my hand up.
Netflix's Squid Game became the most watched show on the streaming platform. Companies around the world are scrambling to cash in on the Korean franchise.
If you've been occupying yourself by watching the popular show Squid Game on Netflix, there is a company that's organised a proper competition. You don't die though, so it's okay.
Yeah. So what is it? Just a series of games, like it's a knockout.
Yeah, so the company, they've said they've got a load of cash. It's called Squiz Gamers. Because...
Oh. You know, I think it's still games. It's just a Z instead of an S. Squiz Games. I believe it's a
Squiz
Spanish.
Games.
It's just games.
It looks like games.
With a Z.
And a company in Australia has thrown their hat in the ring to host their own local version of Squid Game.
Everyone's talking about the show Squid Games. We've all watched it, loved it. It's a, I think the Olympics, but with childhood games that you played when you were a kid. If we did an Australian version of Squid Games, what are the games that we'd play?
Kiss Tracy's a good game.
Yes, Kiss Tracy. Well, we didn't play.
Goose.
I made up a game called Flower Power.
Oh, wow. What is this? Well, you pick flowers and you're all winners, beautiful angels.
That's it from the newsroom. For more Fifi, Fev and Nick, grab the podcast from the Listener app. And as Fifi always says...
What's happening in the world of NF or R or BL?
Pardon? See?